Blog Talk Radio.
Another mother Norris Hill. I said my brother from another mother Norris Hill. What's going on, my brother? Thanks for coming north through. It's always good to have my eyes on you. That's the truth. And I see my real brother, my blood brother, something like that, something like cousins, but he is my brother. Lawrence Sakel's up in the house, my man Earth. What's going on, my brother, my mellow, my man, on a Monday night. He came through to shake hands. How y'all feeling, man? I'm feeling like a real man shit, and I hope y'all feeling the same way. Power Monday, baby, the 25th of May. You know what I'm saying? Next Monday, looks like everybody will be having the first free gathering of the year, so to speak. It won't really be the first one, but it'll be the first holiday where a lot of people will be unmasked. Did y'all hear in Jersey? Over there in Jersey, they taking away the mask mandate altogether. Like, you about to go maskless over in Jersey. I'm like, wow, what a turn. I mean, that's a major step to say that you don't have to wear any masks in the state of Jersey. I don't know if we ready for that over in Pennsylvania. You know what I'm saying? Like, we like waiting for the other shoe to drop. Like, wait a minute now. Whoa. You can do that over there in Jersey. You can do that over there in Jersey going to the east. But over here, we like, we done lost enough people for us to still be on edge. So we gonna put that on hold a little bit. But nonetheless, a lot of people have gotten vaccinated. Whether you believe in being vaccinated or not, it is giving the country a way to try to get back to normal. there may be some concerns about whether it's a little too fast, and I'm concerned about that. But it's, you know, we're trying to get back to, basically, the country is trying to get back to that bag. You know, this is it's a money move. We're trying to get back to that bag. We've had a whole year where we haven't been able to make that money the way that we used to. And somebody is giving the green light, like, okay, all right, look, get back to the bag. Get back to the bag, back to the beat. All right, so it is the Daily Go Get a Mission Show, Monday, May 25th. We are talking about selective memory foam, baby. Selective memory foam. What y'all know about that? I know that we probably all deal with somebody who has selective memory. No, somebody who can't seem to remember situations in which they don't look good, or where their intentions were negative, or where they just were not the good guy. But they can always remember when they were the hero, when they were the good guy, or when somebody unjustifiably came at their neck. You know what I'm saying? Victimized them, made them look bad. I was just over here minding my business, trying to do my regular altruistic thing. And you just came over here picking at me, poking at me, messing with me, trying to diss me, picking at, poking at, dissing at, getting at. Why do you do that to me? It's not fair. It's plain to see. Why? So that's what we're getting into tonight. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun752. Was this your daily Go Get a Business Show? We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It is the Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. And tonight, we are talking about selective memory foam, which y'all know, man. You know, I mean, a lot of people get really upset, get really pissed off, get very angry, get mad, frustrated when they're dealing with somebody who only has selective memory. You know, and it can start at a young age. Children only seeming or choosing to remember situations in which they were acting disciplined, or when they did the right things, or when they deserved favor or treat or leniency and things like that. They can't seem to remember when they didn't do their chores, or when they didn't show enough responsibility, or when they didn't do what they were supposed to do, when they went against the grain of their training. Man, that's why they got to do a whole bunch of explaining. Speaking of explaining, you know, they say that you're supposed to lead by example, not lead by explanation. Lead by example, not lead by explanation. Lead by example, not explanation. Don't nobody want to hear your cries. And I said, lead by example, not explanation. Act like you're down, no more frustration. I said, lead by example, not explanation. Said example. Let me give you a sample. You don't lead by act like you wasn't trying to do this, that, and the third. You got to live up what you said, words. And if you don't, people going to notice after a while. Yeah, some people going to look for the smile that you trying to put on their face. But they know at the end of the day, you got to be put in your place. That's where everybody fucks up from time to then. And it's going to happen again. And when that time comes, you got to own up to it, because people going to remember that shit. And you've got to do it. So I'm saying that to say this. You can't always be the good guy. I know it would be nice for you to always be the good guy, for you to always be the hero, for you to always have been the one that was trying to do the right thing. I mean, some people relish in their thing. I'm always trying to do right, the right thing. I just want to help people. That's all. I just want to help people. But everybody has that little devil on their on their left side. It's probably on their right side. We always act like the right side is where the good part of us lives. But it's not always true. Sometimes on the right side is a bad guy too, because your intentions matter. Intentions matter. People try to write off intentions. You know what I'm saying? Even when they try to throw you off by saying certain things like actions speak louder than words. Action speaks louder than words. Action speak louder than words. Action speaks louder than words. There are times when actions will speak louder than words to some people. Really, words just speak what words do, and actions are interpreted by words. I know, that might seem negative to some people, but actions are interpreted by words. That's why sometimes you can do the right thing, but if people know that you have evil in your heart, they'll say, yeah, well, if they are doing the right thing, then that means that it's going to benefit them some way in the background. They must, the only reason they must be doing this thing is so they can get something else that's greater than the thing that they're giving away, because they know you. And they don't have to know everything about you to understand that you are an opportunist. And being an opportunist is not always a bad thing, but it can be. And when people see enough times that you have used your opportunism in order to make yourself look good or to always get more than what you give away, like you really have no true altruism in you, well, they're going to judge you as such. So your actions will be interpreted by words, somebody else's. First came the think, the thoughts and the feelings, and then the words come out of that. All right. So selective memory foam. Now, you know, any of y'all who have ever worn a pair of Skechers out there, y'all know what memory foam feels like. You know, you put your foot inside the sole of a memory foam shoe, and it remembers the form-fitting cast of your shoe. So when you put your foot in it again, it fits. It fits. Now, the reason I'm bringing up that analogy is because you know how they say, if the shoe fits, wear it. Well, the person with selective memory foam, well, should I say, the person with selective memory will only think that their foot fits in the shoe that has the positive memory of them in it. What's up, Sucre Jetoi? Sucre Jetiux. What's going on, my good to see me? Good to see me. Good to see me. Good to see me. Some you, Y-O-U, E-O-U, U-E-O-U. And Carol Chamber, let me follow Rita. What's going on, Ma? Good to see me some. You, Emily. I say that, Emily. Yeah. So, yeah, they say if the shoe fits, wear it. Well, a person with selective memory foam says, well, my foot don't fit in this shoe. Like, you realize that all of these shoes are your size. And all of these shoes were bought by you, and all of these shoes have a cast of your foot in it. If you put your foot in any of these shoes, it's going to fit. One of these days, these feet are going to walk all over you. But the person with selective memory foam doesn't think so. They not think so, Dan. They don't think so. They don't think that they fit into those shoes. And they will tell you, nah, I never seen those shoes before. In straight denial. Well, I mean, if I ever wore those shoes, I must not have. I might have tried them on, but I didn't wear them. The shoes represent events. They represent times. They represent incidents. Yeah. But they sit you. You were in those incidents. You were at those events. You did what those shoes represent that you did. So the person with selective memory foam always tries to deny their involvement in something. Now, I don't remember doing that. I ain't do that. Or they switch or they switch around. They try to switch around the facts of the story. If you can get them, if you can nail them down to even remembering the story, they will dispute the facts. Oh, that's not how it happened. See, how it really happened was this, that, and the third. They're talking about incidents that you were there to witness. You remember how it went. You know why you remember how it went? Because you saw them either diss you or diss somebody else. And now they trying to what I hear some of those right wing Republicans say that no, I misremembered. Is that a word? Misremember. Yeah. Well, they try to misremember the facts. Oh, you thought you were seeing this, but that's not what was really happening. What really happened was this. Like, no, that's not what really happened, because step by step, you did this, and then this happened, and this, that, and this person got hurt, this person got killed, this person got crippled and fucked up. I know, nah, I wasn't really there. Yes, you was. You never stood trial for it because such and such got your back and took that case for you. They beat it. But if they didn't beat it, they would have been doing life for you. You got them into that shit. Nah, I ain't getting nobody into nothing because, you know, such and such is a grown man. They make their own decisions. I ain't put no gun in their head to make them do that. They misremember what happened. They misremember. You know? They misremember. No, that's not how it happened. Pedophiles always dispute the facts of their violations. No, I wasn't like that. No, I wasn't like that. No, I didn't do that. No, I wasn't like that. Yo, that's a child. I don't know why she's saying I did that. I don't know why. Selective memory foam. All right. You know what? I'm going to stay away from the whole child molester thing because I think in bringing that up, I might be a little unfair to the general misrememberer. I might be unfair. That might be being unfair to the general misrememberer. You know, like, so let's go a little bit lighter. The person that cheated on you might not remember that they cheated on you, or they'll dispute the process. Well, I cheated on you, but it just kind of happened. If they can find a situation where you cheated on them, guess what? They're going to remember that. Not only did it because you did this to me. You was doing this 3 years before you ever found out about me doing that to you. And it's funny that you use the word doing it to you. When in all reality, I did this in response to the 3 years leading up to you doing this to me. But the person with selective memory foam, like, technically, I never cheated on you. You cheated on me. I caught you. I caught you cheating on me. You never caught me cheating on you. You heard that I cheated on you. Or I admitted that I did something. You know, they don't want to say the word. They don't want to say the word. The selective memory phone person, they can't say certain words. Because that lends accountability. And they got to deal with that. They got to deal with that. They ain't trying to deal with that shit. Lord said, I smashed this joint last night with no mask on. Yo, I'm done, say. Yo, you said I went raw. Yo, you did it without a mask, man? Yo, thing is, if you did it with a mask, you probably have a case pending. You might have to use selective memory phone when the detectives come. You know what I'm saying? No matter what happens, never hit a joint with a mask on. Never hit a joint with a mask on. And by no means should you ever tape it. You know what I mean? Let me see. Robbie Mink says they only remember what they want to remember. Exactly. They only fit in situations that make them feel good, look good, that paint them in a positive light. They can't remember nothing else that they did. I don't remember. I wasn't there. I didn't see what you talking about. You mother what? Who? Not me. And the crazy part about it is, you know that they remember, but they are putting on a show like you've never seen before. They are really going to push this envelope of See, what you got to understand is, some people really believe that as long as you didn't physically see them do something, you can't nab them for that. It's like back in the day. There was a time when in order to convict somebody of murder, you had to find the murder weapon. You had to have a body. If you couldn't come up with a body or a weapon, you were going to beat that case. Because how can you prove that the person is even dead if you don't have a body or a weapon? Nowadays, they flip that. They've bounced that. So you don't necessarily have to have that body of evidence, so to speak, in order to get somebody convicted. You just have to have other circumstantial evidence that is concrete enough for you to be able to obtain a conviction. So people have been convicted in recent years without ever finding a body, without finding a murder weapon. You know, so it's a new day. There's a new day. But the selective memory phone person will always capitalize on the fact that you didn't see him. You ain't see me. So they gonna carry it like that. Suclés Utois says nothing like being committed to your version of the story. Yo, sticking to it, committing all the way. Like, listen. I may not be a committed boyfriend, but I'm going to commit to this lie right here. Like, me and this lie, we together. This is my, you see this lie? Fat ass and big titties on the lie. Like, when I put my arm around the lie, I feel on the titty. But I got to, you know, got big titties, so I got, I'm like, see a thick joint, so I'm really only feeling on the side of the titty. Y'all, fellas, you know what I'm talking about. When you put your arms in, you know, you only feeling on the side of the titty. Titty's big. Her shoulder's kind of big, too. It's thick, Jones. She's kind of thick. She's kind of thick. You know what I'm saying? She's kind of thick. So, yeah. Committed to their version of events. Committed. Committed all the way. We go together. Like, slamma, lamma, lamma, spiggity, boom, de boom. We go together like sa-ba-la-ba-la-ba, diggity-boom-de-boom. Okay. Make sure y'all share the show. Thanks to those of y'all who have shared the show already. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Hit the like button, share the show. Subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, it is the Daily Go Get 'Emism Show. The daily go get a amazing show. And tonight we're talking about selective memory foam. People who only fit in, who only believe that they fit into situations that favor them, that make them look good. I just like to see people doing well, man. You know what I mean? You know, people be out here hating, but I just want to see everybody be all right. I'm always trying to help somebody. These be the type of people who fuck they friends, girlfriends, or wives, you know what I'm saying? Or children, that type shit. You know, trying to justify that shit. Like, yo, dog, you, me and you friends, you was trying to fuck my daughter. I mean, it wasn't really like that. What you mean? You saying she was lying on you? First of all, I saw you. Second of all, she said you had been, she showed me the text messages. But she ain't show you the text messages where she was texting me back, though. The lie starts getting thicker. Selective memory phones. Plus, you know what I mean? I mean, your daughter is a grown woman. Like, dog, me and you 55 years old. Yeah, but your daughter is 35. Like, it ain't like she a baby. She been trying to get at me since she was 30. Selective memory foam. When they can't weasel, when they can't totally lie their way out of a situation, weasel their way out of a situation, then they'll just dispute the facts of the situation. Yeah, I did it, but it wasn't for the reason you saying. Yeah, it happened, but it didn't happen the way you're saying it, saying that it happened. Yeah, I was there, but I wasn't. Yeah, I was there, but I was selective memory foam. Somebody stole from you. But no, I never stole that. I mean, what about all the stuff you borrowed from me? I just borrowed that. Like, I ain't never borrowed nothing from you. What you talking about? I let you hold my Earth, Wind & Fire album back in 1976. The reasons that we're here. First of all, I didn't ask for that album. You bought an album and you didn't have no goddamn record player. So you came over my house with the album to play it on my record player. You played your record on my hi-fi. So how, I didn't borrow your, you couldn't play it. You didn't have no record player. I did. Soon as you got your record player, you took your album back. But I'm saying, though, we was over there. We was, you know. We was, I mean, you know, we was listening to Reasons, though. I'm saying. I did that for you. I mean, I ain't. You over here making it look like I stole from you. I ain't steal from you. I just You know what I mean? I just borrowed the album. You know what I mean? You out here. I mean, you know, you out, you trying to make me look bad in front of people, whatever. Like, dog, you had a whole collection of albums with my name on them. I used to write my name on all of my albums and the album covers. You had like 10 of them. You had my Earth, Wind, and Fire album, Rufus with Chaka Khan albums, BT Express, Average White Band, Heatwave. You had all my shit. Rick James, Boosie Collins, Parliament. I mean, you had my whole shit. You know what, man? You know what? I see what kind of time you on. You trying to make it look like I'm some kind of jive turkey. You trying to make me look like a jive turkey. That's the crazy twice. That's both of our record players. Shout out to the boy Tidy, Debo. Rest in heaven, my man Debo. Yeah. That's both ours. That was both ours. Narcissist, misrememberization. Robbie Mink says there's no such word. I heard a politician. I misremember. What do you mean you misremember? They actually said that word. Robbie Mink says, and they will swear you down that they didn't do it. Mm-hmm. Make you think you didn't hear what you heard or you didn't see what you saw. Where it fucks them up is where you were actually in the situation. See, they can always play around with the facts as long as it involves them and somebody else. But when it's you and them, it's like, no, that's not what happened. See, we don't always go for the confrontation. Sometimes we look at the big picture. Those of us who look at the big picture, we say, well, all right, well, you know what? I'm not going to itemize and nitpick. I'm not going to nitpick this whole situation. This is what I'm going to do. What I'm going to do is I didn't die in this situation. I ain't really get hurt, so I'm going to let it go. But I'm going to remember what type of person you were. I'm going to remember what you have the potential to do and the kind of person that you have the potential to be. I'm going to remember all of that. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to just remember all of that. Yeah. But the person who has selective memory foam does not like to be remembered in a negative way, regardless of how much they brought it on themselves. They don't want to be remembered that way. They want to be remembered by the last good thing that they did, which was today. So the selective memory foam person never wants you to bring up any history. They always tell you, you know, that you bringing up old shit and you always drudging up things from the past. But they don't seem to remember or understand that past is the present and their future. They have had a long-standing pattern of abuse, of misuse, of mistrust, of distrust. They don't want to see that. Because they can't stay on the path of the straight and narrow. They always swaying. But they stay on the path of negativity. The devil is always busy, man, and he's busy here. Nobody takes more time to think than the devil. And there are levels of devil. You got low-tier devils. You got top-tier devils, mid-tier devils. The low-tier devils, you know, the type of person that kind of likes to see things happen between two people. You know, they're the type of person that will change the words that you say. You understand what I'm saying? You tell them something, they report it back to somebody else differently than what you told them. For example, you said such and such wears very colorful hats. Every time I see them, they have a different hat on. You ain't saying nothing negative. Like, they got a lot of hats. What they tell the person that you was talking about was, such and such don't like those hats you be wearing. He be clowning your hats. Do you understand what I'm saying? What you said was, yo, they wear a lot of different hats. Every time I see them, they got different hats on. You didn't make any reference to whether you liked the hats or whether you even cared about the hats. You just acknowledged that they had different hats on. But what they reported to the person was, yo, such and such be clowning your hats. They always saying, you know, he be wearing these stupid hats. Like, he ain't saying that he don't like you. He's just saying, you know, you be wearing these corny hats. It's not what you said. It's not what you said. It's not what you meant. It's not how you felt. It's none of that. There are some people who can't resist doing that. There are some people who cannot resist doing that because they just want to. They've already put themselves in a position where you will share information with them. You share information with them. Whether you trust them or not, you feel secure enough to speak freely in front of them. The other person that they reported the false information to, they're gaining their trust. Yo, see, I'm bringing you back information about people who hating on you, talking about you, trying to, you know, bite your back out. You see that busy devil? It's a low tier devil, but he busy. So you know how you have people, you ever been around somebody who you can tell must have heard something negative about you because they give you the cold shoulder. It's not that they don't speak, but they don't really speak. If they can get around speaking to you, they won't speak. But if it's a situation where y'all have to come face to face, hey, how you doing? But it ain't no, you know, they never tried to get to know you, and you can tell that they've been giving you the cold shoulder. It's sort of like, have you ever been in a situation where you, when two people are talking, somebody that you know always leaves the situation when you come around? All right, well, I got to go. Only when you come around. Oh, I got to go. I talk to y'all later. And you know, you get this impression like, well, how come they leave every time I come? That only has to happen about two times before you start catching like, hold on, what the fuck is going on? You know, somebody been poisoning my water, souring my milk. Somebody done put sugar in the spaghetti. I don't like that shit. Oh, sweet ass spaghetti. I don't like that shit. You understand what I'm saying? So that low tier devil does that kind of shit. Gaining confidence from both sides. What's going on, Mona Garris? Mo is in the house. What's going on, Mo? Good to see me some. You, without a doubt, ma. I said without a doubt, ma. Okay. North Hill says, you just reminded me of a chick that never gave me back my Roger, the saga continues. Okay. Roger, the saga continues. Carol Chamberlain says, at North, I used to have an index card file for all my movies who borrowed them, and when trust, I will call you about mine. I hear that. You know, VHS tapes was, I mean, it was a big deal. Nora says, I saw the same chick 15 years later in the city 120 miles away, and she immediately displayed the guilty demeanor. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
So it just goes to show that wherever you go, there you are. Wow. Carol Chamberlain says, a dog who brings a bone will carry a bone. I'm just saying, man. Thank you. Thank you for that old saying, Carol. And it's so fucking true. There are some people who just can't help people against each other. But it's also, they look good. They look good. They try to look good on both sides. Oh, no, man, I'm on your side. They not on your side. They tell another person that they on their side. And they got the two of y'all going against it, against each other. And they not even trying to be the mediator. Because they the instigator. You can't be the instigator and the mediator at the same time. But they try to do that shit. The devil is always busy. And the person with selective memory foam will hate when you call them out in front of the shit. But here's the other thing about the person with selective memory foam. What you got to do is you got to get both of them in the same room. You got to get all parties involved in the same room. Let's have it. Well, from what I understand, you mad at me because of this, that, and the third. Now, you wasn't there when this, that, and the third happened. So how did you learn about it? Oh, from them. Oh, okay. Well, what did they tell you? Because I'm going to tell you what I said. And the person that told you ain't going to be able to deny that this is what I said. But it ain't going to match what they told you. I'm going to show you how this happens on several occasions. Now, don't get me wrong. This person with selective memory foam, just because they get caught, that's not going to stop them. Nothing can stop them except for them, because they have learned this is the way they are. This is really the way they are. And because they think that they are operating under the cloak of secrecy, nothing is ever going to change. But the thing that won't change about them no matter what is they will never stop doing that bullshit that they're doing. They're not going to stop that. There's something about that mentally fuels them. They can't help it. It could be because they think they're smarter than everybody. Normally, it's the dumbest motherfuckers who do it because they're simple and plain. Like, you be sitting back wondering, "How you think nobody don't see this bullshit?" They like, ain't nobody doing nothing about it. Selective memory foam. Only fit into situations where they are the good guy, where they are looked upon favorably. You know how it is. With the person with selective memory foam, when you tell them about themselves, or prevent them from being able to escape culpability, that's the way you get rid of them. Because they are not trying to be in situations where they don't look good or where they can't look good ever again. They ain't trying to do that. They ain't trying to do that shit. Mike Muscle, what's going on, Mike Muscle? Robbie Ming says, my brother started a rumor with my sister. He told me he was going to do it. What? By the time it got to me, my sisters had twisted it all around and added more words to it. Damn. And this is your sisters and brothers. Ugh. Mike Muscle said, sometimes people poison their own water, but blame it on others. Someone is always watching the way that you move. Mike, they don't seem to understand that shit. They think that the camera is on everybody else except for them. Because they think they're smarter than everybody. Like, these motherfuckers ain't going, I told him that, and blah, blah, blah. And they feel like they picking up accolades, like it's money along the way. All they doing is bullshitting. And they racking up points. And what I mean by racking up points is that, you know how karma is good energy and bad energy that's accumulated over a period of time that will eventually add up to things that either hurt you or things that benefit you. And I had to put it that way because a lot of people think that karma is some type of vendetta. It's not. It's not at all. Karma is not a vendetta. It's not like, you know, it's not a revenge tactic. It's not like, yeah, all the bad shit that you do will catch up to you. It will. But guess what? All of the good things that you do will catch up to you too and benefit you. But people don't seem to talk about that part of karma. Karma is not all bad. There's good karma and there's bad karma. Equally. And what I mean by equally, I don't mean like it's on the same scale. I mean, it happens in the same way. The same way you build up the good, the same way you build up the bad, you build up the good. So you don't know when the bad is going to happen to you. All you know is that you've been stacking it, racking up the points, stacking bad. So when you finally get yours, whenever it happens, it will be time. But the same way that you do people good and you are kind and you're altruistic and you're generous and loving and affectionate and just a good person, eventually that will benefit you too in ways that you don't expect at times when you didn't expect it. So you got in some trouble and somebody spoke up for you that you never thought would speak up for you or that you didn't even know. Good karma. You add up points, stack up points, rack up points with the good, just like the bad. So when Mike Muscle says there's always somebody watching how you move, it's karmatic energy. The universe is watching how you move, and eventually it's going to capitalize on it. It's going to cash out. It's going to cash out on the good and it's going to cash out on the bad. The only difference is we fear that the bad is always on its way. And we also fear that the good wasn't good enough for us to ever cash out in or cash in. That's the difference. What's going on, Rita Rez? Rita, what's going on, Rita? Good to see me some you. Rita Rez is all up in the house. That's my word. So yeah. Selective memory foam. They can't remember that evil shit that they did to you. They can't remember that bad shit that they did to you. They remember when they did good, though, and they'll remind you. Yeah, remember when I did this for you? Remember when I did that for you? Remember when I picked you up and you were stranded? Remember when I did the shit? It wasn't underhanded. Remember when I did to you? When we planned it? Remember how I did for us? I was a man then. They remember that shit. Mm-hmm. They don't seem to remember when they told everybody that the diamonds in your piece was fake. Yeah, ain't real diamonds in that shit. Ain't got to face it. And you know when people say that shit, when people say shit like that, they just hating on you. People hate on your material things all the time. I was explaining, what was it, yesterday? I was explaining to some people. I said, listen, man. One thing about a hater. Your haters hate for you to be diligent. Your haters hate for you to be consistent. Your haters hate for you to be regimented. Your haters hate for you to be disciplined. They want you to freestyle all the time. They do not want you to write down no rhymes. Your haters do not want you to write down no rhymes. Understand the metaphor of what I'm talking about. When you freestyle off the top of your head, unless you are really, really good at it, you can impress people with your ability to freestyle. Like I talk about this microphone that's dangling. I also talk about the same dick in my pants that's hanging. And I can talk about the walls in the jaws that you put in as you're fondling my balls. You can do that shit and impress people because you're coming off the dome and all that. People be like, oh, shit. Yeah. But your writtens will be structured and tailored, and they will be tiered, and they will show your lyrical skill. They'll show your mind. And when you're saying them, because you've practiced them, you're not going to mess them up. Your writtens are going to be flawless. Your freestyles off the top of your head will be impressive, but your writtens will be flawless. You've already practiced your cadence, your voice control. Practice how exactly, you know, how you want to deliver the shit. You even know how long it takes for you to say it. So in a challenge on your writtens, you can spit that shit like this. They know, your haters know, that whatever you practice at, you're going to get better. So they don't want you to practice. They don't want you to get better. They don't want you to improve. They don't want to see you improving yourself practicing to improve yourself on a regular basis, because they're not doing that. They too busy watching you do that shit. They're not practicing themselves getting better. They watching you to see if you're getting better, and they hating. They spreading lies. They're spreading deceit. They're spreading all kinds of, they trying to keep the hate going in a thread. They got a clique full of hate and full of haters. So the way that you beat your haters is you keep your ass in the gym. Make sure that you are practicing on a regular basis. You making sure that you do your presses. Whether you're talking about on the bench, your weight, your bench presses, or your military presses with the free weights. They don't want you to be getting stronger on a regular basis, because they want you to be undisciplined, because it will be easier for them to knock you off your square and to make you look bad, and they can always create a narrative about you. But when they see you being disciplined and you working out and working towards something, they know that people respect the practicer. They respect the person who regiments themselves. They respect the person who disciplines themselves. They respect the person that rejects the freestyling and the impulsiveness. When you are diligent, when you're regimented, when you practice, you're hard to beat, because things come second nature. Things come second nature. Always remember the 1992 Fab Five. Or was it 93? 92. Remember the 1992 Fab Five. Michigan Wolverines, Fab Five, you know, Chris Webber and them. They was hella good, wasn't they? On offense. What'd they struggle on? Defense. What was Duke good at? Defense. So the Fab Five could put up points all day. But you had Chris Webber trying to call timeout when there were no timeouts. at the end of the game. They lost. The Fab Five should have won. But it wasn't enough balls on the court. So we talk about the Fab Five as a could have been. They ain't win no championship. They ain't win none. And they couldn't win none because it was time for everybody to go to the NBA to capitalize off the, on their shot at fame, stardom, and wealth after that. They really all should have came back another year. They was all freshmen. It was all freshmen. All five of them. Freshmen. That was the big draw. Like, damn, these boys just came out of high school and they killing this shit. Another year, they probably could have murdered shit for the next 2-3 years. But they were like, man, fuck that. I accomplished all I wanted to accomplish. And all they really accomplished was offense. All they had to do was get on their D. Krzyzewski teaches defense. You know Duke players don't be shit when they come in the NBA. You know ain't shit when they come in the NBA. You know what I mean? Grant Hill's the best thing that ever came out of Duke. Injured for his whole career. But he was good. But these cats with selective memory foam are regimented negatively. They practice remembering only, or no, they practice trying to get you to forget what you saw, what you heard, and what they did. Remember, your haters don't want to see you being disciplined in a positive way. Your haters don't want to see you practicing. And they will discourage you. Like, man, live a little. Have a little fun. Nobody care about that shit you doing. Because they know one day you're going to break. One day you're going to figure it out. You're going to figure out how. You're going to figure out why. You're going to figure out who. And they know it. You can't do good consistently and never reap the benefits of it. They know this shit. They know it. Carol Chamberlain says, some people just want to be relevant at any cost. Man, we should do a show about trying to stay relevant. What the fuck does that mean? Wait, did we do a show about that? Sounds familiar. Trying to stay relevant. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? In the show business, yeah, you have to do that in order to keep your name popping and keep your bookings going. Out here in the regular world, like what do you mean trying to stay relevant? You know, there's certain terms we never used before until lately. Social media got motherfuckers fucked up. Narcel says, I was investigated harassment on an ugly chick on the job once. Instead of questioning both parties at the same time, I was made out to be the bad guy. Some karma isn't meant to be witnessed. Carol Shingler says that, Nara, sadly, that never happens. They don't want you both in the same place. That's true. The truth will fuck around and come out. Nara says that Carol Chamberlain, actually, I got to see somebody that ripped me off get beat down after playing somebody else. Wow. Carol said, Nara, that's good karma. Man, y'all be wilding. Y'all be wilding. Yeah, man, we about to get on about it here. But yeah, man, I wanted to talk about the selective memory foam tonight on this Power Monday, because listen. You know, I put up a post today and said, dealing with somebody that has Alzheimer's is one thing. But dealing with somebody who has selective memory is a whole different animal. Like, when you're dealing with a senior citizen, and shout out to anybody who has ever had to deal with a loved one that suffers from Alzheimer's. You know what I mean? It's so hard watching somebody that was so sharp before not be able to remember things and, you know, just slip into darkness that way. It's a very debilitating condition, and it's life-threatening. You know, people can get hurt behind that because they can't remember, you know, certain just regular things in life. But you know that that's a mental condition when you're talking about when you're talking about Alzheimer's, when you're talking about somebody who has selective memory, you're talking about somebody who is making choices. They are fully cognizant of what they're doing and what their effect on people are, but they have chosen to move in a certain type of way. So Claire Jatois says, or that your sheets are musty. You talk about the other day, I said, musty ass sheets, damn ass John. Wash your shit, ma. Wash your shit. All right, Carol Sigler says, in life, you do, wait. You do what you want to be important to everybody or appear to be. Yeah, that part. Yeah, that part. Yeah, Carol, that part. Yo, you are hurting me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are hurting me. Yes, good kitty. Yes, good kitty. Yes. Oh, there's a town I know where the hipsters go called Bedrock. Mm. Tweets, and Rock is going to roll with all his might and Bedrock. Tweets. All right, y'all, we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. May 25th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Will Chet. Happy birthday to you, Will. And also Carolyn Anderson turning 54 years old today. And Jennifer Garcia. Happy birthday to you, Jennifer. And Mike Smith, happy birthday to you. And the real Negrita Mendez Arroyo. Happy birthday to you. And Tasha Price turning 46 years old today. And Charlene Kamara, happy birthday to you. And Kevin Dwight turning 54 years old today. And Sophia Smith turning 7 years old today. And Fatima Simbala. Fatima Simbala, the team turning 41 years old today. And my girl, Penn State, Sheila Anderson, happy birthday to you, Ms. Anderson. I saw her in shop right the other day. Happy birthday to you. And Vanessa Gaines, happy birthday. And last but not least, also on the Penn State front, my man Benjamin, Big Ben Blocker. Happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious May 25th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn, the rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard. Go for yours. And remember, yo, check it out. Yo, big game. Yeah. These selective memory foam motherfuckers, they own these shoes, whether they look good or cute, but they don't act like they feet fit in them, whether it's wrong size, right size. Oh, yo, They ain't winning. We going to get better each day of our life if we try and we try not to act right. Everything is going to be okay if we improve a little bit every single day. Everything is going to go right down the way it's supposed to if you start right now. Yo, everything is going to work out fine if you do this thing one time, two times. Everything is going to go our way. Yo, you think it won't? Yeah, yeah, all right. Okay. Yo, peep game. When you're dealing with the person that exercises their selective memory and only fits inside the selective memory phone, you got to keep an eye on them. And you have to make a decision in your life about whether you want to keep dealing with people who act this way. It may seem a little harmless, but as you turn the heat up, as you turn up the heat up a little bit more and more and more and more and more, the chances that you'll get burned by this shit starts to increase. You got to make a decision. You got to make a decision for yourself about how you are going to deal with the people that are in your life. And are they in your life for the good reasons or are they just in your life for the good season? Speaking of season, are they seasoning your food well so that it tastes good, that it's healthy for you and that is good for you? Or are they poisoning? Or they using something that will make you make the food taste good, so you eat all of it. But eating all of it is going to eventually make you sick or kill you. You gotta work it out. Work it out. Everything is going to be all right. Think it won't. Yo, man. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all back to life. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This has been another installment of the Daily Go Get a Mism Show. We will be back tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Remember, your haters will always try to discourage you from getting better. Your haters will always try to get you off of the path that you have been on. They will tell you that you're not really getting nowhere. You need to switch it up. You need to do something else. They do not want you to be confident. They do not want you to be successful. They do not want you to figure out what is going on. They don't want you to figure out what you've been doing wrong, and they definitely don't want you to fix it so that you're right. My man, Clint C. Brantley, man, I'm glad you came through. It's always good to see you, my brother. We're getting out of here right now, but I appreciate you. I appreciate me some you. Oh, yes, I do, son. Oh, yes, I do. So let me get Blog Talk on up out of here. Thanks for coming on through.